Greetings from home, dear ones. We join you this day as a collective, because planet Earth is shifting. It's moving very quickly now because you have a visitor on planet Earth, a new life form. Although it's been there for a while, now it has crossed over into the human kingdom and is spreading aggressively. There are several important aspects of this to keep in mind. First, this being is evolving, or what you consider to be mutating, very quickly. Because it's fighting for its life, this being instead calls it evolution. The gift. We also tell you that the integration occurring between the humans and this creature, which you're calling COVID-19, will result in a positive benefit in the long run. The next stage of evolution is to start bringing through more of your spirit into the physical body. However, one of the biggest challenges is that your spirit and physical body are incredibly enmeshed. It's very difficult to loosen one from the other, but that's what this virus does. It loosens the connection just enough so that the next stages of evolution will actually be a little more comfortable. Dear ones, understand that not everyone on this planet needs to catch this virus. A critical mass will be reached when everyone with the new attributes will no longer need to go through this process. When that happens, COVID-19 will either mutate again so that it isn't as harmful, or you'll find many of the answers you're currently looking for. At this very moment, a cure for this is available, and humans are on track to find it. You're starting to hone in on the different combinations and other techniques that will work best for the majority of people in most places. An answer. Yes, there is an answer that is coming soon. You haven't quite found it because you have not reached that critical mass. However, it's already on the horizon, and there are several ways to reduce that timeline even further. Obviously, you can focus on bringing all that energy to discover the cure, that truth that is already there. Yes, it's already been found. Now, it's simply a question of going through the shortened process of approvals to learn about how it works. Besides being what you refer to as a vaccine or preventative treatment, it's also a cure for people who already have the virus and will help them greatly. The wave. In the meantime, the wave will pass through planet Earth. You are seeing the effects of the different countries around the globe. Many of the poorer countries, especially those with humanitarian crises already well underway, will be hit very hard. This wave will continue for a time, while this process spreads in many different areas. Dear ones, we tell you that is the most difficult piece. The wave of this life form entering has hit the United States very hard, and much of that has to do with the way people are polarized there. However, at the same time, they also have an opportunity to make more of a difference than other nations. For similar reasons, India will lead the way shortly. Know that many people who catch this virus may only show slight symptoms, or might not even know they are sick. The virus can be fatal and should be taken seriously, but not everyone who catches it is coming close to death. There's much more to this that you can work with. For some time, we've been concerned about the incredible separation you've had on your planet. The beautiful part about that is the separation is easing. Oh yes, people are still pointing fingers, but remember, you're all in this together, and that's the most important part. You will see the human heart rising during all the chaos. When you see it, identify it, celebrate it, share it with your friends, and pass it around, because that's what will bring resolution to everything. Come together. For those of you who consider yourself energy healers, especially distance healers, join any programs you can to find ways of connecting people. It might be either online with us here, or in small groups somewhere else. You can even come together online with other people and focus your energy on returning health, because that's what's coming now. Even after all of this clears out, you'll find that your world is different. You'll feel it quite restrictive in the beginning, because you're not used to these differences. But we also tell you that there's real beauty that can come from all of this. Hold on to that potential and know that every step you take now leaves a path that many can follow. It's not as difficult a time as you think. So breathe. Walk through it. Try to be there for those who are working with this energy. As you can understand, the first responders are those taking the brunt of this right now. We also tell you, dear ones, there's an incredible achievement for them. Support them in any way that you can. Know that you're all doing this together, and the only way out is together. Allow this experience to eradicate much of the separation that has previously existed. So with that, know that everything you are able to do from this point forward will make a huge difference. Remember to look at the ways you are alike instead of the ways you are separate. By doing this, you'll bring together the human heart of mankind. And with that, we leave you for a time. Know that you're never alone. It's with the greatest of honor that we ask you to treat each other with respect, nurture one another, and hold each other tight, even at a distance. Aspavo. Greetings, dear ones. I am Merlia. I have joined you this day because you have already shifted so much energy. As we've mentioned, you're losing density, which is absolutely magical. Some of the challenges that you're now facing can lead you to an entirely new level, and it will take for you to come together. It's very difficult to work with when you're not supposed to be around or so close to each other. However, you will be harmonizing with this new creature on planet Earth. And with that harmonization, these new advancements will start to happen very quickly. All of humanity can now start to open up to new levels of existence, but only if they choose. Many will not be accustomed to it, and some will even panic about how quickly things shift. Understand that all of humanity has now moved a little bit higher as a result of coming together in this way. In those times when humans come together with focused intent, the human heart rises and grows collectively. Of course, this cures anything. You can have a huge effect of it, so we ask you to dare to step into this process and be a part of it energetically. Let us share with you an example. Because this virus is so incredibly sticky, or contagious, as you would say, your first response is to isolate. The beautiful part about that is it also created an opportunity to bring you back together in such wonderful ways. Celebrate those moments when you see that video online or receive an email that stirs your heart. If you do nothing more, simply pass it on. Why? Because these connections that are happening in this way can supersede what you had before. When you are again able to connect and come back together with one another, there will be less density in your physical body. This process loosens the physical grip on the spirit. The fear-love equation. Many are being called home now, and the emotional scarring will be deep. The physical adjustments are the most difficult parts, dear one, but we tell you it will be a badge that you will wear proudly. Soon you'll find it takes less effort to drop into or even function in a meditative state. It will be easier to listen to your inner guidance as well as to rid yourself of the physical challenges and ailments. The spirit actually rises during these times. Celebrate that, dear ones. Point it out and acknowledge it. I saw your spirit when you said that. Or I see your eyes light up in the most beautiful ways and you've touched my heart. Please also celebrate the heroes who have stepped in fearlessly. Let them touch their heart with their selfless gifts. If you focus on the times when your spirit rises, you create a new path going forward. Remember, you are creators. Whatever you hold in your mind and heart is what manifests in your world. Planet Earth has been completely filled with fear. But that's not wrong. It's simply an adjustment. You hold the answer to that because the fear cannot restrict what is set in motion. Fear and love cannot occupy the same space at the same time. So this is an excellent opportunity for you to send your love. If you're confused as to where or how to send it, first find a centered and calm space. Simply allow it to rise within you. Then ask to be shown those things. Working from this centered state, which we will call the Esaoto, you can send energy from a comfortable distance. you'll be able to do some of the same type of work that we do with you. Remember, you are powerful healers, each and every one of you, and you're being called into action right now. You do not have to see the face or know the name of the person that you're working with. You can just send out energy, and it will be received by those in need of it. Because of the nature of this contagion, people die alone. They cannot have their families around them, and they do not have these connections. You can fill that gap. You can even help people cross over to the other side of the veil. Your energy will also assist the first responders and the medical staff who are in need of support for all that they are experiencing. There's a very large gathering on the other side of the veil, which has been happening in several different areas. We spoke of it previously when it occurred in Australia, and so many animals left in one fell swoop. They gathered on the other side in preparation for helping the rest take the next step. The same is also happening with humans, dear ones. There are many who will be helping in every transition that all the rest of you make. Times of creation. So if you look at a life form from a different perspective, there is beauty in the darkness. Find the beauty, and the light shines brightly. It's that simple. You know that you're here for a reason. There are times of creation. Yes, we know that they may look and feel difficult. In truth, they also are very magical times. You're the greatest angels who have ever lived, and you have the opportunity to put all of it into use right now. So with the greatest of honor, that I reflect your beauty in these ways, to remind you of who you truly are and why you came to this beautiful planet. It's time to awaken from the dream, for you are here with us now. Treat each other with respect, dear ones. Nurture one another and play well together as you play this brand new game of light. I am Merlia, the feminine aspect of Merlin. Come up and see me sometime. Espavo.